Just after lunch at Hartford High School, history teacher Mike Hawthorne welcomes about a dozen students into a classroom equipped with plenty of laptops and a 3D printer.
You all know exactly what you need to be doing today. We need to be through lesson 2.6.3 by the end of the week. You two are going to be printing buildings by the end of the week, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be printing it by like...
By printing buildings, Hawthorne means loading data about Hartford's most historic structures into the 3D printer and making plastic-scale models that will eventually create a whole miniature town. Senior Nolan Vienne starts the machine. Hawthorne's students have already done loads of research on the buildings and even interviewed some of the inhabitants. They post all their data on a Google map that is accessible to any internet user.
Go into Google Earth, turn on the 3D building layer, click on the building, and you can see the building that is photorealistic and have the history about the building in a little text box associated with it.
Although Google and some other vendors make this kind of technology available to schools for free, along with a whole suite of communication tools, including email and online gradebooks, it still takes a lot of additional training and resources to weave all that into a curriculum. As he takes his tiny buildings out of the 3D printer, Hartford senior Nolan Vienne says he's happy that his teacher has forged ahead, soliciting donations when needed to equip this high-tech room and take students to conferences.
Yeah, it just gets us ahead of the game. Yeah.
And there are other schools, an estimated 30% in Vermont, that are getting similarly high-tech. Dan French, superintendent of the Bennington-Rutland Supervisory Union, introduced Google email and other classroom technologies into his system 7 years ago. Parents can closely monitor their children's academic progress. French says the schools need to safeguard student privacy as they commit their own resources and time to keep up with these new technologies.
Once we deployed the learning management system that works with Google, that brings a whole other level of use to it. So it's something we're always working on.
But there's an issue of equity. Some students have computers at home, others don't. That's why John Downs, director of UVM's Tarrant Institute for Innovative Education, is urging schools to provide a laptop or a similar device to every student.
If you really want to embrace 21st century learning environments, then the devices really do need to go home.
Matt Dunn, Google's head of community affairs, says he wishes more schools in Vermont were embracing Google's free technology because he's seen what it's doing for Mike Hawthorne's Hartford High School classes.
What Mike Hawthorne discovered is that some kids who aren't so good at reading, they may be dyslexic, it may not be something that was commonplace in their home, can go to these more spatial types of mechanisms for communication, and they just soar.
By giving away some of its products, Google builds a thankful customer base. But Dunn concedes that until all schools can find the resources to augment the free technology and to pay for training, some kids will soar higher and faster than others. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.